Well, hello everyone, and welcome to my very first podcast. This may seem pretty self-indulgent, but I actually wanted to try this whole podcast thing out and see what it was about, so here I am. By the way, the song playing in the background is an original tune of mine that I recorded a couple of months ago called Call Me Mr. Fix-It. If you would like a MP3 file of it, I'd be more than happy to send it to you, so please contact me. So it's December 25th, Christmas Day. For those who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. My family, we celebrate Christmas every year. My sister comes down from Tokyo with her husband, and we celebrate Christmas as a family. But the interesting thing is, when we get together as a family, we always seem to discuss the differences in how the Japanese celebrate Christmas and how Christmas is celebrated in the West. Just the little differences, you know, like the Christmas cake in Japan. This interesting phenomenon, this usually a strawberry shortcake, but there's actually various different types. But they always seem to come with the Santa Claus and the little miniature tree and the reindeer and the powdered sugar for the snow, and it's all dolled up and it's all pretty. I can't imagine it tastes very good. I'm not sure if I had one. But, you know, you see all this decoration. Sometimes you can't even see the cake. You know, it might be as thin as a pancake, you know. But this tradition of Christmas cake seems to be very popular in Japan. Japanese people pick it up and then eat it on the night of the 24th. I don't know where that started. Also, exchanging gifts, that doesn't seem to be a very big deal in Japan. Families maybe exchange, you know, one gift. And maybe it's just to their children, too. But in the West, we seem to be always exchanging hundreds and hundreds of gifts. I guess it's in Japan, it's a lot more cost-effective because you don't have to spend so much money on presents. I know I spent quite a bit this year, and being a student, you know, my wallet's kind of hurting. But the thing I noticed about buying gifts is that you're not just buying a gift for someone. You're saying something to someone by buying a certain object. And it's an obvious observation, but it is so much harder to buy presents for women than it is to buy presents for men. I know it's obvious, but this year I experienced the same thing. I went to Tower Records, and I got all my Christmas shopping done for the guys in the family. See, guys are easy. You just go to Tower Records, you know, you go to Virgin Records, whatever, and you buy DVDs, and CDs, and you're done. Yeah, but for women, you know, my mother and my sister, I have to go to places like the Body Shop or, you know, a little more feminine places. I personally don't feel comfortable walking into the Body Shop by myself, so I go straight to the clerk, you know, I tell the clerk, oh yeah, I'm looking for a present. You know, to make it clear, I'm not here for my, you know, body butter. I'm here for someone else's body lotion, you know. But so I bought something there, and I also went to a jewelry place, and I was looking at earrings, and I saw two earrings that look very much the same. They're both kind of in a butterfly shape with a turquoise stone in them, but I was having a hard time choosing between the two. And so I asked the clerk, I said, well, which do you think is, you know, better? And she gave me the classic Japanese response, which is, so desu ne, you know, and I couldn't make up my mind, and she wouldn't give me an answer either. But finally, I took into account a few facts about the person I was buying it for, and I chose. I'm pretty happy with the decision I made. But it was quite interesting how the clerk would not give me an answer and just gave me the classic, but all in all, I got all my Christmas shopping done one day on the 23rd, and the recipients seemed to be very happy with the presents, so I guess it was successful. Well, whoever is listening to this, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. If you celebrate, if you don't, I hope you have a great New Year. And please check back to toomuchfood.blogspot.com for some future podcasts. I hope this isn't the first and last. I hope this is the first of many to come. So, well, you see, I just nodded there. I just nodded towards my computer, but it doesn't really do me good on just audio. So please check back again for more updates. Thank you very much. I know you've been there, you can't take another minute. You're wrapped up in it, can't get out. You scream and shout, you try but to no avail. Cause you threw away the keys in this damp and darkened jail cell. You try to keep a sham smile for ages while the